pro-Palestinian protesters have marched in the wake of a contentious plan to combat anti-Semitism. Rallies have been held across the country in response to the report by Australia's Special Envoy to Combat Anti-Semitism, Gillian Siegel, which suggests axing support for publicly funded institutions and festivals that promote or fail to effectively deal with hate speech. Criticism of the report largely focuses on Ms. Siegel's recommendation Australia adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism, some arguing that it will lead to heavy-handed silencing of free speech and a conflation of anti-Semitism with criticism of Israel and Zionism. Ben Saul, Chair of International Law at the University of Sydney and UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights and Counterterrorism, has told SBS News the definition is inappropriate, vague and overbroad.
The real concern lies with some of the examples given under the IHRA definition, which really conflates criticism and legitimate criticism of Israel with anti-Semitism. So I think this, you know, all in all, this approach is counterproductive because when the definition is so divisive, it's not going to be a kind of unifying force to build consensus in the community on what is anti-Semitism.